The basic hunting myth, I would say, is of a kind of covenant between the animal world and the human world, where the animal gives its life willingly. They are regarded generally as willing victims, with the understanding that their life, which transcends their physical entity, will be returned to the soil or to the mother through some ritual of restoration. And the principal rituals, for instance, and the principal divinities are associated with the main hunting animal, the animal who is the master animal and sends the flocks to be killed, you know? The Indians of the American plains, it was the buffalo. You go to the northwest coast, it's the salmon. The great festivals have to do with the run of salmon coming in. When you go to South Africa, the eland, the big magnificent antelope, is the principal animal for the bushman, for example.
And the principal animal, the
is the one that furnishes the food.
The food. So there grew up between human beings and animals a bonding, as you say, which required one to be consumed by the other.
That's the way life is.
Do you think this troubled the early man?
That absolutely. Why you have the rites, because it did trouble them.
What kind of rites?
Rituals of appeasement to the animals, of thanks to the animal. A very interesting aspect here is the identity of the hunter with the animal.
You mean after the animal has been
shot? After the animal has been killed. The hunter then has to fulfill certain rites in a kind of participation mystique, a mystic participation with the animals whose death he has brought about and whose meat is to become his life. So the killing is not simply slaughter. At any rate, it's a ritual act. It's a recognition of your dependency and of the voluntary giving of this food to you by the animal who has given it. It's a beautiful thing. It turns life into a mythological experience.
The hunt becomes what?
It becomes a ritual. Mm-hmm. The hunt is a ritual.
Expressing a hope of resurrection, that the animal was food and you needed the animal to return.
And some kind of respect for the animal that was killed. That's the thing that gets me all the time in this hunting ceremonial system.
Respect for the animal.
Respect for the animal, and more than respect. I mean, that animal becomes a messenger of divine power, you see.
And you wind up as the hunter killing the messenger.
Killing the god.
What does this do? Does it cause guilt? Does it cause...
No, guilt is what is wiped out by the myth. It is not a personal act. You are performing the work of nature.